everybody, put this on your page, let everybody know, oh yeah, we're having sips and tips tonight. I love to do sips and tips. For one, I love the tips. But for two, I love the sips. Help has arrived. Now on prayer, we say help has arrived. How can help arrive if one doesn't want to help? Nowhere in the Bible did it say Adam asked for the help. Okay, sip, I'm doing so good. My mentees are praying. They don't call me Sarge for no reason. There's a reason why they call me Sarge. So I'm gonna do well right here. All right, it says, I want to be a helpmeet. Even God's going to give you a choice. But he's not going to change your word, his word, while you're making your choice. Sip on that. This is apple grape sparkling juice. We're going to sip. He's not going to require that you do his word. That's our job to decide we're going to do his will. That's why we went to nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. All right. It says on the first chapter, it says in the beginning, God created. He created. So when he creates, he's the winner. He's the winner. He's the creator. And he created us in Genesis 2 and 18, it says. It is not good, sufficient, or satisfactory that the man to be alone. I, meaning God, will make him a helper. I, God, will make him a helper. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says he has to ask, he has to act right. He has to be nice to get it. None of that. Now, if he's not your husband, that's one thing. But God said you are a helper. So our goal is to do God's will, and then we let God handle all of the other details. How about that? We let God handle the deliverance. We let God handle the salvation. We let God handle his healing. We let God handle all of that. But first, I'm going to sip. First, he needed help. Adam needed Eve to help. He probably didn't even know he needed help. How about that? Adam wasn't sitting around going, you know, I think I might need some help. He know. Poor thing. Bless his heart. He probably didn't know. He probably thought he was okay. We talked about the spirit of pride attacking the king. He probably thought, I'm good. And God was like, no, you're not. In his infinite wisdom, he saw fit to create a helper. So if you don't want to be help, you don't have to be. Oh, Lord, who's praying? Take a sip. So now I want you to recommit to God's will and say, I'm going to help. I just need to ask God how. I just need to ask God what I need to do. I just need to read and study and be committed. And there is no time frame. So don't ask God the time frame. So maybe some of the details of the king is because the king's help isn't fully committed to being help. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying there's a plan. You need to ask yourself, are you committed to God's word? Time for me to sip, isn't it? I think it's time for me to sip. Let me look at how cute. That's why I had to put this on, the cute glass. Sip, Sarge, sip. I did good. I'm done. All you got to do is get your help for the help meet book. Get some kind of book, but commit yourself to the word of God. Chapter 1. starts with, you want to be a helpmeet. You want to be. But we can't ask God for anything other than his word. So get your Sips and Tips journal. Get yourself a mentor. Listen to the webinars. I don't mind help, but don't ask after we put the Bible in front of you. We're supposed to be helping all men, but specifically our king. The Bible says what you're supposed to do, and that's what you do. You continue to do what you're supposed to do. You get some help. You get some healing. You get some obedience. You get some discipline, and you do what the Bible says do. How about that? Because there's a problem with obedience when you see it in the Word, and then you say, no, I don't want to do that. So now pray for obedience. There might be a problem with healing. Pray for healing. But you got a desire to be lined up with God's perfect will. All right, let me get back to something that makes me smile. Apple grape sparkling. Yeah, you might want to get what you need to get. All right. If you need some help with discipline and obedience, and if you ask those questions, you did. But I'm going to go ahead and put you out there. Some of you were in the army and you asked that question. You're not paying attention. I'm going to throw you out there. I'm not going to say your name, but I know who you are. What are you listening to? What are you paying attention to? We got to do what God says to do. Did you notice Jesus' sacrifice to the cross? And in the webinar, we broke down what is a sacrifice. That's the way God works, is in a sacrifice. Romans 12. Present your body a living sacrifice. So it's not about what you want. It's about being a sacrifice. And I sent the slides. Thank you. Sent everything. All right. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray you get the download in the name of Jesus. I don't mean it's not hard, because I know it's hard. I don't mean it's not the most challenging thing you might ever do, because I know it's challenging. I don't mean you may not even like it, but you will know God asked. So, let's get it together. And if you're in the army and you're still asking, well, if he doesn't like me, if he left, don't do that. Because the Bible said you're going to obey. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of your God. So the declaration for today is, I would be good help because God said so. I know it's a long declaration, but I needed you to add that part because God said so. And you got scripture after scripture after scripture. This is not a hearsay. This was not a my opinion. I just put scripture out. And that's all my webinars, by the way, because I know what I'm saying is a little controversial. And I know what I'm saying is tough. So I give you scripture after scripture after scripture. Just like this book. Scripture after scripture after scripture. Because it's not me. Because if I was in charge, we wouldn't be doing this. Oh, no. Oh, no, I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't have done it, not at all, unless if it was up to me. But it's not. We're not in charge. Because God says so. Yeah, I love it. Go ahead and put out that declaration. If you need help, you got to get yourself together. Get all you need. And I said that too. Put all the information out. And if you say you can't afford it, I understand fully. We have 600. Did I say 600? 600 broadcasts on our page. All right? 600 broadcasts on our page. Those are free. I need you to go. I need you to study. I need you to get stronger. I need you to get your healing. I need you to get some obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice. And obedience and sacrifice, even better. All right, so you know, get your help for the Help Me book and workbook. Get to work. You're going to be good help because God said so. All right, so we had Martinelli Sparkling Apple Grape today. You had your sip. I gave you a tip. You are good help because God said so. And I still think this might be one of my favorite glasses for sips and tips. I know. Write in your journal. Get your book. Meet me Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's time to pray for our kings. That's our time that we come together. That's our time that we pray in agreement. We cancel every assignment that is hindering our kings, and we get ourselves together. We come into alignment with other helpmates. If you miss it at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, please watch it on replay and come into agreement with us. We have got to pray for our men. We've got to pray for our priests, prophets, and kings. They need our prayers. They need our help. They need our covering. They need us to fast. They need everything we've got. Everything. And on Tuesday mornings, we use the power and authority that we have, but we also use our power of agreement. So meet me there. I'm on Clubhouse at about midnight Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, and we usually start talking about what God revealed during our prayer for the kings. It's been very powerful. It's been very, very powerful. So it's good to have you. Good for me to be back on the couch. It's our time to sip and for me to give you a tip. Write it in your journal. Get yourself some help so you can be good help. I will see you soon.